You know, we've talked an awful lot about a lot of moods and their reflections in terms of music. But now we come to a mood that is the product of our present generation. The bubbling enthusiasm of our teenagers was the inspiration for what is now the most popular style of music in the country, rock and roll. A few short weeks ago, five teenage boys went into a recording studio, and they said they had a song they wanted to sing. Well, it took a little time, 3 weeks to be exact, but they were heard, and their song was recorded. It is now the number one record in America, and the song is Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Now, I could just go and dig into the history of a doo-wop group, but I think I'll throw in some overall history on the musical phenomenon. So, when rock and roll was beginning to take shape in the early 50s, nothing caught the attention of teenagers more than harmony singing groups known as doo-wop. So it was Billy Ward and his Domino's song, 60 Minute Man, which was an underground hit in 1951, that was credited as one of the first records that white youth bought because of dirty innuendos. But this wasn't an entirely new genre. Vocal groups like this had been around for some time, as harmony groups were usually part of nightclub shows back in the 1930s, and these acts would perform for decades, more often than not, without a single member of the original group. But as far as the black youth were concerned, this was old folks' music. So after World War II, they wanted something of their own. So for harmony singing, all you really need are other singers and basic harmony instructions, which usually came from the choirs that their parents probably made them attend to. And the initial wave of these groups were first called bird groups, because the robins, the orioles, the ravens were the first to explore vocal harmonies. And it's easy to forget that doo-wop was first created by the working class and East Coast street culture. And it was common for these groups to practice in stairwells and bathrooms for the acoustics, as professional settings or equipment wasn't always readily available or affordable. And although doo-wop may sound like a sweet and clean genre, it wasn't without its share of troubles. These groups faced racism, drug addiction, and music business manipulation. and most of the leading doo-wop groups were either all African-American or white, but there were a few who were multiracial groups, which was radical for the time. The Teenagers, the Del Vikings, and the Crests had both African-American and white members, with the Crests even having a Hispanic member. And there's so much more to the history of doo-wop, but I don't want to keep you from the playlist. Enjoy!
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well,
hold her tight.
When you dance.
Thank you.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
And, as I mentioned, these groups faced racism, and in various forms. So when these groups went on tour throughout the South in the mid-50s, they faced multiple uncomfortable situations. They were not allowed to order at front counters at restaurants, taunted by angry whites, and occasionally told to sing facing the walls of theaters rather to the white audiences in front of them. And Lala Books of the Crystals admitted that she would not give autographs to white fans on these tours. She mentioned, "That was my way of rebelling, and that was my way of being hurt," as she was deeply impacted by such treatment. And the injustices didn't stop there. Covers of some of these doo-wop group albums were released without their photos on the jackets. The Flamingos recall, "The group minders were so worried that Southern listeners would discover that the combo wasn't white, that one of their covers featured actual flamingos, and another a group of white teens listening to records." And although this era of music was short-lived due to the British invasion craze that exploded in the States, it did claim a few victims. Frankie Lyman from the Teenagers was chewed up and spit back out. And the five kids from Washington Heights, just north of Harlem, were discovered by the Valentine's lead singer, Richie Barrett, while they were rehearsing in an apartment. Then in 1956, their record, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, made it to the national charts. So Frankie Lyman was the hottest singer at only age 13. And although presented as a child star, Lyman never really had a childhood. Then at 15, he became victim to heroin addiction. He would have periods of recovery and relapsed often. He would go on to say, "I looked twice my age. I was thin as a shadow and I didn't give a damn. My only concern was in getting relief. You know, an addict is the most pathetic creature on this earth. He knows that every time he sticks a needle in his arm, he's gambling with death. Yet, he's got to have it. It's like playing Russian roulette with a spike. There's always a danger of some peddler will sell him a poisoned batch of some garbage. I was lucky. God must have been watching over me." Unfortunately, on February 27, 1968, he was found dead on his grandmother's bathroom floor due to an overdose. And although full of dark history, we at least have some beautiful tunes that we can share. So here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy, guys!
I do.
Baby, baby, why?
from the South Side of Chicago.
Where does the time fly? Another week, another episode gone. It has been such a roller coaster with this pirate radio show, and I'm so glad I've had the chance to share it with you guys. I never thought I'd get this far into the show, and I can't wait till I can share more content for you guys. And if you want some behind-the-scenes snippets, find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And if you want to read a bit more on this week's topic, find my blog under the same name. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.